And welcome everyone to another
insert word here edition of the Hour Bomb.
Really? We haven't done a show in 2 weeks and you couldn't come up with a word?
Well, I forgot to come up with a word until just now. Sorry, I dropped the ball.
Okay, hold on, ready?
Play the fail music for me. I'm Heath.
No, hold on, ready? Well, okay, hold on. First off, I'll do that.
I think his brain is just shut down after watching The Walking Dead.
First off, there's that. Second off, all right, because Adrian fucked up, everyone, hold on. Got to start the show over.
Do we really?
No, we're not really going to start the
show over. I don't know, I kind of like Kevin's. It's a
dat-ass yes.
version of the R-bomb.
Yes.
Dat-ass for... All right, I can go with that, I guess.
Ass.
Yes, our new social media manager, Kevin Crittenden. Congratulations on the promotion. I'm going to pay you 3 times as much as I pay Heath. Just so you know, K-Crit.
What's 3 times 0?
Let's see how long it takes K-Crit to figure that out. Anyway, welcome to another dat-ass edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Melzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Heath may or may not have open mouth kissed a horse at our company this year. The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Halbert.
There's no may not about that.
I just, you know, I don't know. I was quite inebriated last week, so I don't
Picks
know.
Or didn't happen.
It might have been a cosplayer of BoJack Horseman. I'm not sure, but it was one or the other.
Heath, we have Photoshop experts here. Don't tempt us.
Experts,
the Rodfather will be on it.
Yes. Anyway, joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right. The master of perfection, Adrian Masters, is here. Wow.
I was going to say, for that, you better get stereo.
Yeah. Master of perfection.
I am.
Wow. And the jizz mopper.
I hope you die from herpes.
Whoops, forgot to turn the sound effect off. Hold on.
That's all right. That was kind of cool.
There you go. The jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Oh, which one do I want to do? We'll just do this one again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're too kind. Thank you. Except you. You're a douche. Go eat a dick.
I can see the Scotty Mac fan club has joined us.
Oh, wait. Hold on. There you go. Or actually, the Scotty Mac fan club is closer to this. That would be...
So B-Bags wants to know if the Dave Metzler School of Reporting is like 3 guys sucking 9 guys' dicks.
What's that even mean?
Well, you see, he's saying that there's 3 guys sucking 9 other guys' dicks.
I get
Dave
that. Why,
I don't...
Whatever, Adrian.
So are you one of the 3 guys doing the sucking or one of the 9 guys
getting
sucked?
I'm one of the
9 guys
getting sucked off.
All right, so you get sucked off by another dude?
Hey, it's a glory hole, man. I don't know what's on the other side.
All right, I can allow that, I guess.
Damn right you can. Anyway, how the hell you guys been?
Nope.
Speaking of sucking dicks, sounds like you got something in your mouth there. You okay over there?
I'm trying not to die.
Well, I guess I don't want you to die, I guess.
I was hanging around and I got the con croup.
The con croup? Like a week after the con?
Yeah, it was a slow setting over the course of the past week.
Well, no offense, I'm glad you got it this year and not me.
Yeah, it's always great to start off a new job with that, right?
Oh yeah, how's the new job going, by the way?
You know what? It's pretty easy. Apparently I work in like the most laid back department ever there.
Really?
Like literally I've said with my training and she goes, you should probably invest in a Kindle or something. So you're not bored out of your mind after 4:30.
Wow. That is not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want that job.
No shit.
Good God.
Because literally, she said, you'll probably, after 4:30, you'll get like 3 or 4 calls the rest of the night.
That's it.
Hey, Adrian has a sickness from the 1500s. That might be true.
Probably is. Have you not seen the way some of these guys don't bathe? And how old they are?
Russ.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, him dear too. God. Anyway, so did you guys have a good time at Archon?
I did, yeah.
Absolutely.
I think we all got pretty fucked up.
I was really drunk Saturday night.
I did not have a hangover the next day.
I did not really either.
I didn't have a big one. It was the first 20 minutes I was awake. I was trying to figure out if I was going to be sick or not.
So, Jason, I got something I got to ask you. You may or may not have a hemorrhoid issue occasionally, correct?
What?
You may or may not have a hemorrhoid issue occasionally, correct?
I don't, but go ahead.
So, does drinking alcohol, like, somehow make your hemorrhoids bleed more?
I don't know. Why are you asking me this?
Because I heard that you had an issue with this. I got it on good authority from my good friend and WPW superstar Uriah Elazar that you have a bloody hemorrhoid issue.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's the best you can get from that? That's it?
Well, I mean, I'm just asking, man. I mean, it's a yes or no question.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. Not even.
I have to agree with Uriah. It probably is true.
Why don't you check your own ass there, Adrian?
I don't have an issue with that, man.
It's not what I hear.
Oh, he says your wife told him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So do we want to go over who's in the chat here real quick?
Yes, let's do that.
Well, we can skip over the asshole in the group.
All right, so I guess I'll skip myself. The real clown is in the chat. I believe that is Logan.
Yes, bulk up.
We have Jason Halbert.
I'll let his wife bulk up him.
We have Jason Heath.
I'll always bulk up myself.
We have Sean Pickles Fintrist.
Wait for it. Hold on.
Don't treat me like a woman. Don't treat me like a man.
Bulk up? Question mark.
Yeah, there you go.
We have the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour, Mr. Uriah Elazar.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Bulk up to him.
We have B-Megs.
Hey, bulk up.
We have Le Blue Wizard.
Hey, Leonard bulk Taylor up.
In the chat. Holy shit.
Until his phone crashes, anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
And we have myself, Adrian Masters.
I'll let
Andrew... saw Scotty Mac was in there for a second, but apparently he ran off.
Your ass talk scared him.
Yeah.
I'll let Andrew bulk up you. How's that?
Fair enough.
Anyway, so enough of talking about your ass. Because I mean, he said it was like wide open when he went trudging in there. That's all I'm saying.
Whoa, hang on now. That did not happen.
Apparently you don't know how drunk you were last week.
Mm.
Yeah, pickle surprise.
That's funny. Mm.
Anyway, so first off, I don't know what the hell I did to myself Saturday night, but I fucking pulled a muscle or something right at my sore, like my bruised ribs.
How did you get those bruised ribs, Jason?
Well, I figured out they're either fractured or they're bruised. They're not broken, but they're getting better.
Well,
that's
almost good.
It was almost bad enough to go to the hospital on Wednesday. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get fucked over for that one. That's all I got to say. November 6th, okay. TikTok. TikTok, TikTok, motherfucker. Anyway. Heath, how's your week been?
It's been a week. Can't complain.
Good, good, good. We're all breathing. Well, most of us are breathing better than others.
Right.
So is it like a sinus thing?
Yeah, mostly. A lot of coughing.
I gotcha.
The sore throat, that's the main part of it. The sore throat's the main killer.
Shit, I'm out of soda. We're going to start drinking that bottle of Apple Orchard. We're just going to start doing shots randomly through the show. How about that? We just start doing that.
I'd be on board with it if I had one here.
Anyway.
Yeah.
At one point, I think I just took the bottle and drank it.
You did. You took like half of it down to the room party we were at to Sausage Fest. And yeah. There was probably...
Came back empty.
Dude, there was a quarter bottle left when you left the room. And when I got down there, there was like not a whole lot left.
Yeah, I finished the bottle off when I was down there.
Yeah, I know. And then we finished off their alcohol. Well, we didn't finish off their alcohol, but they closed the party. So it was like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, something like that. It was late, early, something like that. Kevin, we did get the link to the Roman Reigns theme song. I did listen to a little bit of it. Not a big fan of it. Not as good. Are we getting drunk? Who's getting naked? Well, at Archon last week, we were lots of titties flying.
Yeah, that we did.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of that going on, too. Thanks to the alcohol.
There was. So, yeah. Anyway. We really should have gotten this together sooner because, I know you got a bunch of stuff you want to talk about, Adrian, but Raw this week sucked. Wrestling in general for me is just kind of like, ugh. But you have a lot of positives.
That's why I started watching a lot of other stuff because I watched all the Table for Three specials that were on the network, and I watched the NXT TakeOver special this week.
All right. Oh, God, what a Kevin. Oh, Kevin, I need when your best friend is staying the night. No one's staying the night, Kevin. Sorry, buddy. Did you see it? I didn't. Adrian did. So we're going to talk about the footage of the hour about sleep. There's not going to be a sleepover, Kevin. Not happening. Anyway, what the fuck was I going to say? God damn it. I remember I was going to say I got a sponsor for the show. Hold on. I got to check on it here. Hold on. Let me find it. Bloom, bloom. So what all Table for Three specials do they have? I know the one I've watched is New Day, and I started. It's the one I've watched. I started watching the Bischoff special.
Oh, the JBL thing?
Yes. I've watched a good amount of that.
JBL thing was really good. I enjoyed that. I like, I want to see him interview other people now, though, but there hasn't been a new one updated yet.
It'll probably be a kind of like a special type of thing. Didn't I say the Austin podcast is coming back in like the next couple of weeks or something like that?
Brock Lesnar will be on there, yes.
Yikes, that'll be fun. So
I'm telling you, I believe we will get our WrestleMania match set up on that podcast.
It was all a work. Like the whole Austin, it's not going to happen. It's all a fucking work.
I've been saying that all along, man.
Oh, I know. God damn it, Kev.
Wow, that's terrible.
The Benoit, Nancy and Daniel Table for Three airs soon.
That's
wrong, Kevin. Anyway,
this
the Bischoff interview was decent, BMX, yes.
This week's edition of the Hour Bomb sponsored by 1-900-FONAHO, FONNEAHOA, Jason Heath Free Hotline, FONAHO, a Mark Jones creation.
Even Uriah Elazar agrees that was wrong.
Let's talk about how the show normally works, and we'll start talking about some...
Really, Mark Jones to that.
We'll start the timer and get this thing going.
No, it totally wasn't from Mark Jones. Who do you think it was from? Who does all of our fucking sponsors like that?
Usually Rods.
Okay, hello, dumbass. Anyway, here's how the show normally works. Got a whole list of shit I got to get through. This week, I really don't have a whole list of shit I got to get through because I didn't really give two shits about wrestling this week. I've got an hour to do it. It's going to be plenty of time this week. These two assholes are trying to make it where I can't complete my list. Again, I don't really have a list this week. I've got 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home.
Yeah.
So, we need to do cards Jason, Heath, you got anything else?
Heath, got anything else?
Nope, I think I am good.
Adrian, do you got anything else?
I got the bronchitis, but ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, hold on.
Let me tell you a secret. When I'm in bed, listening to the Hour Bomb...
Gotta plug our shirts.
I feel so dirty.
Not that anyone
wrapped
buys them.
Up in an Hour Bomb t-shirt. Only at pwpop.com.
All right, now, you got bronchitis, but ain't no one got time for that.
Timer has started.
So, I guess we can briefly discuss Raw.
All in all, it was a Monday Night Raw that really didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, that's a fair statement.
It was 3 hours of my life I'll never get back, and I only really enjoyed probably 40 minutes of it.
20 minutes of it?
I'm being optimistic with 40.
Maybe. Let me think about what was on Raw here just to refresh my memory. I liked the Natalya Paige match. I thought that was all right.
Well, did you hear there's rumors that Paige might have been being punished for something?
What is that, Jason?
Well, I'm just saying that's what the rumor is that, like,
well, what is the rumor? What's the rumor?
That she's got a little bit of heat on her for something. What I mean that, and that's really.
Oh, you don't know anything more than that. That's just you're throwing that out there.
Well, no, I'm telling you what I've read. And basically, she's got heat on her about something, and I may have overlooked that, or it may have come out a little bit more since when I first read this. But apparently, that's usually the typical punishment type thing is when you tap out cleanly to someone like that. So she may have some heat on her, maybe about the Divas promo she cut, or so, I don't know. So, oh, Kevin, that's what I need. I need you to, whoever that chick was, whose ass I stared at today, that you posted, I need to actually see the face, because I think it was Beanbags that said, or someone said that that's the best face in wrestling.
Oh, so yeah, her.
I need to see the face.
It's Alexa Bliss. You can find her on the website, man.
Yeah, I'm too fucking busy to actually do that right now. Does Paige look like a girl whose vagina not small? She kind of does. Yeah, she kind of does. I know, Kevin. I need a picture. That's what I'm saying.
So, overall, oh, yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of good stuff that happened on Raw this week.
That's what it was.
I'm not really sure, and this is one. All right, well, actually, I'm saving that. That's my...
Okay, hold on. Logan, she dropped the F-bomb in a Facebook interview. And she's apparently not being punished, but I don't see why she would have had lost Natalya like that, but whatever. So, I would totally sniff Paige's bicycle seat. Oh, God. Anyway, so you like that. What else did we have that was any
honestly, events? There wasn't a whole lot else. I make fun of me all you want. I kind of like the Kane storyline. It's something different for Kane, at least. It's a little cheesy, but I kind of enjoy it. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. I like it, too.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's actually something fun for WWE right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's relevant, definitely. It makes Kane a little more relevant, you know.
There you go, Jason.
All right, let me click on her. Maybe I'd like to do more on her once this loads.
Oh God, she's only 5'1".
Oh, she's a shorty.
Yeah.
Ooh, damn.
The cheerleading picture is probably the best one.
Oh my God. She's like Sarah Lee from Tough Enough cute. Like Sarah Lee is like stupid fucking cute. But man, she's right behind her. Or maybe I'd like to be right behind her. I don't know. After staring at that ass. Anyway. What the fuck was I saying? Oh, Beanbags, Kane in small doses is great. I think we could do better than small doses in this with the whole, you know, oh, I don't know what's going on. I'm Corporate Kane. And then the Big Red Monster comes out and Corporate Kane doesn't know what's going on. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous. It's very, they did kind of steal this from TNA with the Joseph Park Abyss thing. But, I mean, as per usual, they're doing it better than TNA. So I'll let it go because... I think Kane is more talented than Abyss.
More than likely.
Blue Wizard Alexa is so fine, he would drink her own bathwater.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'd definitely sniff her bicycle seat.
Absolutely.
Like anyway, the return of the U.S. Open Challenge Monday night.
Yeah, Big E Langston took the challenge.
Did not win. But
did not win.
That's the first real... I'm not gonna say that they didn't do good in that segment, but it was the first kind of like, all right, does that make a whole lot of sense? But whatever, you know. I guess Big E wanted the U.S. title.
Well, last week it was Xavier Woods, so I mean, in a weird way, it didn't kind of make sense.
Yeah. So Kofi's gonna come out tomorrow night.
Maybe.
Okay. Not Zoe Deschanel cute, because that's one.
B-Max is admonishing you because Langston doesn't exist anymore.
Hold on. Turn the air on. Hold on, guys. You guys continue the show for a second.
What the hell's going on here?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out soon enough.
All right. So...
But there's a better picture for everybody if they want to be able to take a look at Alexa.
Let me take a look at that. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
It's like, after all, I got to be on top of, you know, pictures of the ladies.
Let me do a little bit of image searching myself here. Yeah, she is quite the looker.
Yep, like I said, only 5'1".
Okay, I'm back, guys. Ooh, right. We got more pictures. So,
what was that all about?
Oh, my wife just had a couple questions for me, that's all. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let me copy that image URL here for you.
Okay.
And paste. And... You enjoyed that one, sir.
Okay. That's the one I was just getting ready to go for.
Let's click on this one then, shall we? My God.
It's like, I'll eat her candy.
How many licks does it take? Whew. Anyway.
Three.
Did I get some? No, it's not that fast.
Jason is that fast.
Whatever.
I mean, he doesn't always be that fast, but he can be that fast.
Shut up.
I was going to say, have you ever seen that video of the rabbit? It's like, boom, 2 seconds, done.
So, Jason, let's move on to the next segment.
Well, apparently Kevin posted the Alexa Bliss Hot compilation.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
He says go 38 seconds in. I'm just going to let it play. Because so far the first 20 seconds is not bad. That's hurting the cheerleader. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Holy shit.
I love them short.
You all need to like click on... Oh my God. You all need to click on the link on that, and you need to watch this video.
Bro, 38 seconds
in. There it
is.
Oh.
She can push it any day.
Oh, let's just pause it right there, shall we? Oh, that's going to hop. 44 seconds and then pause it. It's worth it. Oh, there's more. Oh, there's more of that. Oh, and then she does that?
Oof.
Oh, okay. All right. Kevin, that's worth it, man.
All right, Jason, let's move on to the next segment, man.
Yeah.
Already? I mean, there's not. Okay, yeah.
What can we say? I mean, Raw was
average.
But I have a specific thing to say.
Okay, go ahead with your specific thing.
All right. I have an issue, and that's, can Stephanie McMahon please make up her mind whether she's a face or a heel?
She's supposed to be a heel.
Well, she's done a very good job of it sometimes. Because sometimes when she's talking to Seth Rollins, she comes off more face-ish.
Well, I think that's a circumstantial thing.
Yes.
And I don't really want to... compared to this, but you know how Bret Hart was a face in like Canada and never was, but a heel in the United States?
Right.
Stephanie's a heel to everyone else, but she's a face to Seth Rollins because she doesn't really like Seth Rollins.
Exactly.
But she's also a face when she's dealing with the Divas, too.
Well, that's because she's a woman and she's wanting to see the Divas, you know, make it. So that's understandable on their part.
Makes sense,
but yeah, to everybody else, she's totally a heel.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It's, you know, it's TNA booking, basically.
I don't know if it's that bad, but I get what you're saying. I really do. Heath, you got anything?
I didn't watch enough overall to really actually get an opinion for what stinks at all.
Didn't
Maybe
we watch-
that's the what stinks.
Didn't we watch Raw?
We only watched part of it.
Did we?
And then we were like, all right, let's watch the next episode of Scorpion.
Oh, that's right. I went back and watched it later.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's killing me enough to where I'll turn off Raw to watch, I mean, my what stinks, I mean, it's just an umbrella here about Raw.
I don't
Raw
know
the West. Huh?
But I don't know where that went.
Yeah. Raw the last couple weeks just has been unevent. Are you okay?
No.
Are you dying?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
We got it live here, folks.
Can
Adrian's
I get my deposit
dying.
Back if you die before the wedding on my tux?
No.
No, well, then don't fucking die until after your wedding. Can we do that?
I'll try.
Okay, good. Anyway. Raw in general is my what stinks. I just, the last couple weeks has been not giving two shits. It seems like they're not trying.
I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
And I got to go with Blue Wizard on this one. What stinks, everything's some Ray and Rusev. The storyline does need to go away quickly because they're dragging it out way too much. Especially now that it's actually been reported.
Well, hold on. Just fucking wait.
About something else.
Just you fucking hold on to that. We're not there yet.
Yep.
Asshole.
I didn't say it.
It's a spoiler-free show, goddammit. KO is owning Ryback on Twitter. Ryback, not the most intelligent guy. Spencer Logan says, it's because Ryback's the smartest kid with Down syndrome.
Oh, wow.
Logan, you fit right in with us.
Yes, he does.
Logan's going to be the unofficial fourth-hour bomber if Adrian can't make it to Jerseyville.
There you go.
And even if he does, he might still interview someone.
All right, I'm back.
Just because. All right. You dying now? You done dying?
I had to get something to drink.
Okay.
All right.
So hey,
I know, spoiler alert for Walking Dead tonight.
People
A
die.
Walker dies.
What stinks, KO is owning Ryback on Twitter. And then Logan said, it's because Ryback is the smartest kid with Down syndrome.
And is useless.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, and I want to give, Mark's not here to say this, so a special what stinks shout out to TNA.
What now?
All right, so Bound for Glory was last Sunday.
Bound for Glory Hole?
Yeah, Bound for Glory Hole. And in the main event, Matt Hardy won the world title in TNA.
Hey, Matt Hardy, friend of the show. Not really, but he would be if he came on.
Immediately afterwards, because they've already filmed stuff past Bound for Glory, because they didn't know what they were going to do at Bound for Glory, I guess.
Wait, what?
Because they've already filmed matches from back in July for after Bound for Glory airs for the TV on TNA, they stripped Matt Hardy of the they had him put like an injunction on the title. And then Matt Hardy gave up the title. So now they're having a championship series with the people from the tournament. It's...
Are you fucking serious?
It's dumb.
We're like, watching matches that were filmed 3 months ago?
Yes.
That just... Wow.
Trying to figure out how they haven't gone out of business completely yet.
And one of the sets of people that's competing for it is the TNA Knockouts. They're competing for the actual world title.
Okay, that's just fucking dumb.
I agree with Kevin on this. Bound for bankruptcy.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just trying to figure out how you're going to have a diva fight for the world title.
Well, the only legitimate one I could see in their fight for their world title is Awesome Kong.
Okay, that I could see.
I could see her making a legitimate case for it. Like getting it somewhere in the tournament.
So it's kind of like how China was back in the day when she was...
Before she went bad shit crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin heard that Bobby Lashley won the series, allegedly. But B-Mac said he heard that back in 03. So I could be right.
Meh.
Wow. I just... You know, and I've tried watching TNA.
I don't anymore. I've given it my last try.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I tried. I just can't get into it. It's so stupid.
I'm glad to see James Storm got a chance to get onto NXT.
Well, apparently he didn't sign yet.
No, he's on the next set of NXT tapings that are going to be coming up over the next couple weeks.
I think he's got a same deal similar to Joe.
He might, yeah.
So, with them getting James Storm, I mean, how long do you think till they really get AJ Styles?
I don't think AJ's going to do it. I really don't. I think AJ's really happy with his Japan thing he's got going, and I don't think that he really cares if he ever goes to WWE or not.
You think it'll be a Sting thing? Where when we get it, it'll be too late?
Probably. I don't know. I don't think it's ever really going to happen, though.
No, beanbags. You're getting it wrong. I tried watching TNA a long time ago, and it's been a while. And we still watch WWE. We like WWE. Their story is just getting stale. They need to figure something out. It's getting boring. That's all I'm saying. It's just getting boring to me. I don't hate WWE. I don't even dislike it. I'm just bored. That's all. Just bored.
Yeah, basically the storyline just really needs to pick up, and very quickly. I mean, I know we're in the downtime until what's the next major pay-per-view?
Well, Hell in a Cell's coming up.
Survivor Series? I guess it'll be the next major pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So maybe we're just kind of seeing the downtime until they get to the pay-per-view right before Survivor Series and then pick it up there. But, it does kind of suck that the way it's going right now, though.
I really think the 12 pay-per-views a year is killing them. I've been thinking that for a while.
Yeah, they need to cut back on them.
I disagree with that because their pay-per-views are generally better than their regular shows. So I do the math on that one, Jason.
That's hard to do, actually. And it's hit and miss, man. It really is.
I mean, think of the last time that you went and saw, man, Raw this week is better than a pay-per-view I've seen in a while.
Well, that could be the Hell in a Cell.
It could be, but even that, I mean, there's some potential on that Hell in a Cell show for some decent stuff to happen still.
Well, you're right. So, I don't know. So, we'll see.
Hey, we got Richard Burdoff in the chat room. Walk up to him.
Okay. So, I think we covered what stinks. Why do you hate TNA, which don't you watch? What?
Why do you hate TNA, which you don't even watch?
Oh. Do you guys actually buy wrestling?
Well, I mean, if you consider we actually buy the WWE Network, then yes.
We buy wrestling. I couldn't get into TNA. I tried for, oh God. The summer
you did actually try for a good stretch.
The summer that we came on the network, the old network that we traded in with the used car lot. Most of that summer we tried to watch it.
And unfortunately, it just didn't keep any interest in us.
So it was about 2.5 years ago when we actually tried watching. I know it's been a while, but just seeing the stupid shit that they've been doing.
The last time I tried to seriously watch TNA, generally speaking, no, B-Bags. I don't get like internet pay-per-views or anything like that. I will occasionally check out stuff on YouTube when it pops up on there, but I don't generally.
No, and I got a wife and kids. I barely get enough time to do this and watch Raw. So,
yeah,
I don't get to do a whole lot of pay-per-views. So, but no, I just, you know, it's hard to get into and just watching the storylines and seeing the stupid shit they do. Why would you want to watch TNA? That's all I'm saying. You ready to move on?
Yeah.
Sure. Sounds good. Sucker!
You go for it, Adrian?
I got one for it, sure.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, can you dig it? The night after Hell in a Cell on the U.S. Title Open Challenge, it is answered by The Rock, who takes the U.S. title from John Cena.
Four times.
I'm sure you saw the news story that broke this past week that they have quietly moved The Rock from the alumni page to the main roster page of the WWE website.
Really?
Yeah.
And John Cena is rumored to be taking a few months off after the end of this month.
Yeah.
But why move it to The Rock? Why not move it to one of the other talents? One of the younger talents?
Because it makes a big splash and hopefully gets a ratings boost, which they desperately need for their main show right now.
And so instead of doing the smart thing and developing people, they're going to go out and get someone from the Attitude Era.
Well, considering, you know, creative and what they're doing these days, I would say that's a possible dig it.
Say what you otherwise, want, Jason, but The Rock would bring in ratings.
I'm not saying he wouldn't. I never once said that. I'm just saying. They got their tried and true formula. No, bring it down. Bring in The Rock. Bring in the Dudleys. Bring in whoever. That's all I'm saying. Let's see. What have I missed here? TNA is very good young talent. They have no creative, and as bad as W Creative is light years ahead of TNA, it is. Can you dig it? Kane beats Seth at Hell in a Cell. Kane lays down for Sheamus to win the title and will be the new face of the Authority.
Ooh, that's actually a good one.
I don't want to. God, that's really possible. I don't want it to happen, though, because I'd like to. If Kane's going to win, I want to see him actually have a title run with it.
Yeah.
At least for a month or so. Adrian, you want to chime in on that one?
I can dig it.
Okay. Can you dig it? From Kevin. Cena is leaving for a while because the ratings are bad and they can blame everyone else for it. What? No, that's terrible, Kevin.
No, I get what he's saying there. He's saying the reason Cena's really leaving is because ratings are down and he wants everybody else to take the blame for it, so he's leaving for a while.
Oh.
Okay, so he's basically saying Hogan did the same thing on Nitro for a bit.
It's like, oh, ratings are bad. Hey, I wasn't the part of the ratings, man, so.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Right. TNA planned out this World Series tournament in June, and it's actually a good idea. How? I don't understand how it's a good idea.
Okay. The World Series tournament is a good idea. What's not a good idea is having somebody pay $50 to watch a pay-per-view and immediately negating the results of that pay-per-view within an hour.
Yeah. I agree with that. Let's see. Heath, you got a Can You Dig It?
Can you dig it? I'm still looking at Alexa Bliss pictures.
Yeah, you're fucking useless sometimes. All right. So, where can I go with this? Hogan would return and take credit for when ratings are up, like when they weren't live on a hall. Okay. I get what you're saying now. We have a better chance of Angle taking the title than The Rock. And Beanbag says, don't pay for the pay-per-view. How about that?
Well, I'm not saying I did pay for it. I wouldn't have paid for it because, well, it's TNA and I don't want to pay $50 for shit.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I pay $50
for anybody that thought the TNA was worth spending the $50 on, you basically bought to see a pay-per-view where the results of it didn't matter within an hour.
Well, not to mention that they already had the results planned out in fucking July anyway, or June.
Well, I mean, I'm not even saying that right now, but what I'm saying with this is that you shouldn't have a pay-per-view to have people pay $50 to see a result and like a good moment like Matt Hardy winning the title, and then within an hour on social media to completely negate the results of that pay-per-view.
Well, yeah, I'm you're right there. I'm not, you know, I get it. I really do. It's TNA. What do you really expect, Adrian?
Well, I'm just making my argument.
That's fine. Oh god, we got another. What the hell is he posting on this one?
Zoe Deschanel is pretty cute. I will give him that.
Yes, that is true.
Oh no, I can't dig that, Kevin.
Oh, yep, there she is. Okay, what's Kevin? Can you dig it? Kurt Angle returns to fight D-Bray. Head, boo. Jesus Christ, we've only been going on timer for 25 minutes.
Oh, can you see the timer from there?
Yeah, I can see the timer.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess we'll move on. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams!
Jizz Jams, I'm just not into it tonight.
Nice.
Wow.
My throat hurts, man. I can't do the voice.
That's fine. We're going to play Jason E. three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he's going to win himself a Shipree show.
Yeah, probably not going to happen again.
Here's a hint. He's not going to do it.
No. Feel free to play along. He cannot see the chat. All right, you ready for song number one?
Let's go for it. For a woman wrestler.
And your time starts now.
Would you at least give me that much for the lifeline?
So you're asking, is it a diva?
I'm asking if it was for a woman's wrestler.
No, you were incorrect. And we're fucking getting there, Kevin. Chill. Kim? He guesses it. No. He can't. We need an answer. Chat does not have it either.
I don't know. It sounds like it should be for a douchebag wrestler then.
Adrian.
Dude, my guess was Nadia, so I would have been wrong too.
The correct answer is Orlando Jordan.
Who?
Buckwheat.
JBL's Secretary of Defense.
Oh, okay.
Black dude.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Do you know Kevin's a co-host on the Walkabout tomorrow?
Yeah, holy he's shit. Filming for Jake, who's going to kill the dingo.
That's
going to
be kind of scary.
Who ate a baby.
Nice. You ready for song number two?
Let's go for it.
Oh, apparently Jake's going to rape a kangaroo. And your time starts now. Beanbags, you're wrong.
I can't believe the chat doesn't have this. Wow.
Blue Wizard, you're wrong. Pickles, you're wrong. Stinner is not the right guess.
I don't even know who Stinner is.
I don't
man.
Either. Kim, you guess it. No. Can't. We need an answer.
I got this one right away.
We would get it right away. Heath, on the other hand, would not.
Yeah.
I don't know, Rhino.
Heath, I will give you credit. You were actually closer than anybody in the chat.
Yeah.
Really?
Take it away, Adrian.
It is actually Perry Saturn.
Okay, I can see where that makes sense, why I'd be closer.
Mm-hmm.
And for shits and giggles, I take it.
Of course. Aw, man, my buddy left the chat room. Darn the bad luck.
I know, you didn't get to bad talk him today.
I was just getting ready to go into my bad talk Uriah. segment.
Yeah, just to ensure that you get your ass kicked again.
Whatever. Still hurting 2 weeks later.
I know.
Sounds a lot like a hurting vagina.
Hey-o.
I didn't hear you. So, anyway.
I have no clue on that one.
Yeah.
I said it sounds like you have a hurt vagina.
Whatever. No. Man, we stumped everyone tonight.
I don't know what that one is either, dude.
You don't know what that is either?
No.
That's the Radicals.
Is it really?
It is.
I did not know that.
Heath, you remember the Radicals?
Barely.
Barely. Dude, that's what brought in Benoit, Malenko, Saturn, and...
Guerrero.
Thank you. How did I forget Eddie was in the fucking Radicals?
I don't know.
Well, probably because he went on to bigger and better things, though. Probably. All right, hold on here.
So, let's look back at... actually, you know what? Let's take a moment here to look back at the Radicals, Jason. Was Eddie Guerrero the most successful?
Well... Malenko didn't really do a whole lot. Perry Saturn went crazy. Dean Malenko. Let's see. We all know the Dean Malenko story. So, yeah, by default, yeah, I think he'd have to be.
I would say, I don't know. Dean Malenko's still working there, though. I mean.
Well, that's different. I mean, if Eddie were still around, he'd probably be a backstage guy, too.
Yeah, he probably would.
If Eddie was still around, I think he'd still be on TV, man.
Well, you're probably right. He'd be doing something, but he'd still be with the company.
I think he might have retired a year or two ago, but I think, yeah, I think he...
See, they're always, Malenko isn't dead and still has a job, so he's by default, he's most successful. That's not what we're talking about. I took that question as
I think Eddie Guerrero was probably had the most memorable run out of everybody, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you look at, like, overall, of those guys, who do you remember the most?
Well, it's going to be Eddie.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hold on. Because
aside from the Benoit, Dean Malenko.
Yeah, you got the whole Benoit murder thing.
I mean, yes, Kevin, I read that story earlier.
I did not read that. What the fuck is Kevin talking about?
So, apparently, Perry Saturn and Raven, back in the day in ECW, in a hotel... decided to call and order some room strippers.
Room strippers?
That they called strippers to the hotel, like paid for strippers to come.
Right.
And then set up a slip and slide in the hallway of the hotel. Ran a hose from the faucet of the hotel room to the slip and slide.
Oh my God.
And Barry Saturn attached a dildo to the top of his head. And had a stripper set up on the other end of the thing with their legs open. And then he slid down the slip and slide trying to get it in.
Trying to get the dildo on his head into her vagina.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Oh my God. That is hilarious.
It's kind of like encountering that one guy that had the Darth Vader helmet on at Archon had a dildo on his head, too.
Apparently, I missed that one.
I have a picture of it somewhere
Kevin
on my Facebook.
Kevin posted a story, a thing. Earlier, that was like the 6 most outrageous stories of professional wrestlers ever.
Oh, and that was on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that our social media guy posted that on ours, and I never got a chance to read it. So it's like room service, but with strippers. That should be the tagline for our show, the R-Bomb. It's like room service, only with strippers.
All right, so Jason, you'd asked earlier about the table for three things.
Yes.
All right, so you said that you watched the New Day one, and then you watched part of which one?
No. I was just watched the New Day one. I hadn't started. I was going to watch another one, but then I got sidetracked with the JBL show.
Gotcha. All right.
So what else?
So there's one on there with the Attitude Era Divas. They have one that has Molly Holly, Ivory, and Medusa.
Okay. He tried to use a fire extinguisher as a propulsion device to go faster?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You
won't see that written in any books.
No, nope. No, you will not. Then there is one which is Intercontinental Champions. Like, it's Ooh. Ryback, Daniel Bryan, and Dolph Ziggler.
Really?
They talk about they talk about how they have Ryback jokes. It's like, oh, I see. This is a panel of people that Ryback is injured.
Oh.
And then they discover that they also are all people that have touched Henry Godwin in some way, shape, or form.
Wow.
It's a pretty fun listen to, and they talk about how they think maybe the Intercontinental title might be cursed.
Probably. I would agree to that.
And then the most recent one is Stories from the Indies with Cesaro, Kevin Owens, and Dean Ambrose.
Ooh, that sounds like that would be fun.
That one's pretty good, too. I would say that one is my favorite of those three, followed by the Divas one, followed by the Intercontinental title one. Those, all three are good.
The New Day one was almost like their version of the Jericho podcast. If you watch if you listen to the Jericho podcast and listen to that, they're pretty close.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan just basically trolled Ryback. Like, he told, like, horrible Ryback stories throughout the entire thing. And, like, Ryback's like... like, Ryback was just, like, resigned. He's like, it's like, that's not exactly how it happened, but I'm not gonna... You're telling stories on me, but go ahead.
Well, I gotcha.
Apparently next week we get WCW.
Ooh.
One where we get Vader, Sting, and DDP.
Ooh, that'll be a good one.
And then apparently they're going to do an Attitude Era one with, like, Al Snow and a couple other people.
All right. That sounds interesting. Can't wait to watch that one. So let me ask you.
I did watch the NXT TakeOver special from this past week, too, and I know somebody was wanting us to talk about that a little bit.
I don't know if this is the right music or not.
It is.
Okay, Aiden.
So I know neither one of you had a chance to watch it, though. Am I correct?
You are correct. I did not get a chance to watch it.
So,
I do know that they had winners, the Bayley and Sasha Iron Woman match happen, and I know that they had the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team tournament.
So the semifinals and finals of the tag team tournament were on there. The first match was Samoa Joe and Finn Balor. Fought the Mechanics, which are Dash Wilder, and I can't think of the other guy's name right now. I think Scott Dawson. Really good tag team match. The Dawson and Wilder are called the Mechanics. They're very old school tag team technician sound, very Midnight Express-ish.
Okay.
Balor and Joe obviously playing the face role here. Solid tag team wrestling from this match. They really worked over Balor, where they did an injured leg gimmick thing with it for the most part.
Okay,
selling that his leg was pretty tore up, but in the end, Joe and Balor win the match.
Yay!
So they move on, but Balor's hurt or you know, selling the injury. So the second match of the tournament goes on, the semifinal match, which is Baron Corbin and Rhino, which were pretty much decimating everybody they fought.
Okay.
Went up against the team of Jason Jordan and Chad Gable, who, as a solid tag team, remind me a lot of the world's greatest tag team with, Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas.
Okay.
Their finishing move is the Assistplex.
What the hell is that? I don't remember what that
is. So basically what the one guy does is... the one guy will lift him up in a backdrop motion.
Okay.
And the other guy will German suplex him out of it.
Ooh. Okay.
So that's their finish. It is. These guys are really good as a tag team. They've really grown on me. Fantastic tag team wrestling. Unfortunately, the monster team that is Corbin and Rhino was just a little bit too much for him. And Gable trying to wrestle his way out of it got caught with the end of days from Corbin. Have you seen that move?
No.
He essentially he has him it's hard for me to describe this move, but dear God, he's a Did you see Rollins Chaos Theory from Gable and Corbin? Yes, that was where he did the roll through, I believe. He shoves him into the corner, then like starts to roll him up. But instead of rolling him up, as he rolls through the roll up, he German suplexes him. It was a just solid chain wrestling from these guys, man. Fantastic match. But Corbin ultimately hits his finisher. I'm going to see if I can find a thing for that for you here real quick.
All right.
The next match, I believe, was Asuka, who is the new Japanese signing for the NXT Women's Division.
Okay.
Fighting, I want to say Dana Brooke, who was essentially a mobile target dummy for this.
Oh, she's pretty well got her ass kicked.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, give me a minute here.
That's fine. They're saying it's a complete shot mixed with a elevator. And today's it's a sidewalk slam flatline. Okay, I think I get it now. I think I'm getting it. Okay.
All right, I got a quick video for it now. There you go, Jason. That's the finish.
Hold on, I had to reload my page here. There we go. Okay.
Oh wow.
Okay. What are we watching here? Oh, is
that's the end of days.
Ow.
Yeah, it looks like it's starting out to be a sidewalk slam, and it doesn't.
And then ends with like a face plant.
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
I mean, a really powerful one, you could say.
Yeah, it is. That cannot feel good.
Asuka ultimately gets the win in her debut. She looks like she's going to be a phenomenal addition to the women's division of women's wrestling that comes out of NXT. Next match, I stand by this, and I still do. Apollo Crews versus Tyler Breeze. Apollo Crews, I stand by it. Future world champion.
Really?
I believe so.
Still on this one.
Still on this guy, man.
All right.
He's got the look. He's got the attitude. I think he can pull it off, man.
Okay.
Has a great match for Tyler Breeze. Ultimately, he gets the win, though. A black man that's Titus O'Neil's size should not be able to do a standing moonsault.
I'm sorry, Apollo Crews does a standing moonsault?
Yes.
Okay, that's impressive.
Crews and Breeze, best match on the card. I agree. I thought it was the best match on the card. Let me see if I can find one of that one for you here, too, Jason.
Oh, his finisher?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I'm real upset that Uriah left. That on my list, I had a segment called Shit Talk Uriah. I really did.
Let's see here. Give me just a minute, because
Logan's talking about someone here. He doesn't have the right kind of charisma and connection with the crowd. He has the same kind of energy as Mojo Rawley.
I assume he's talking about Crews. Because the crowd kind of like shits on Mojo Rawley, but he actually gets more out of the crowd.
All right. Has anyone heard anything about Sami Zayn? Where the hell has he been? Well, I know he's hurt, but like
still injured, I believe, at this point. He hasn't been cleared to come back yet.
Okay. I didn't know. I didn't know exactly where he would have been. Or how long he was actually... He's out for. Let me rephrase that.
All right, Jason. Fast forward that to about the minute and a half mark.
Minute and a half. All right, hold on. I'm clicking it. Ooh, let's see here. I got an ad, of course.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's YouTube.
It's not your fault. It's not like you sent me a link with an ad. It's just...
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Is this a minute and a half?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know that he's as big as Titus. I mean, he's big, but he's not. I don't think he's quite as big.
He's not quite as big, but I mean, still, he's a big guy.
Well, yeah. Oh, there he goes. That's kind of impressive.
Yeah.
And by kind of, I mean really. All right.
Yeah. I think that this guy could be the. Could be the next big thing, possibly, though. I could be wrong, but I'll stand by it for now.
All right. Let's see. Zayn is still rehabbing. Eric Rowan is out, too. Last I heard, he was giving the old thrust to an NXT. Oh, come on, Kevin. Eric Rowan's going to get his release before he gets back. Probably at this rate.
I disagree with that.
You don't think so?
He's got too much of a safe position for that Wyatt family return.
All right. He's a more agile. Okay, I see that one more. He's a more agile Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, definitely, I can agree with that.
All right, I got it. All right, what's next?
Next, I believe, was the tournament finals for the Dusty Rhodes Classic. So. We have Finn Balor and Samoa Joe versus Baron Corbin and Rhino. And these guys have a fantastic tag team match for a bunch of singles guys that got thrown together. I don't really know a whole lot to say about this one. Lots of back and forth action. Balor still in the leg injury. They did the finish here where eventually it was... Samoa Joe hit the muscle buster, and then as soon as he hit the muscle buster, then Balor came off the top with the coup de grace for the win. So your winners of the first ever Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic are Finn Balor and Samoa Joe.
Nice.
The trophy is presented to them with Cody and Dustin there.
Oh, that's cool.
I believe they also had their significant others there with them, because I know Eden was there, and it looked like Dusty's wife might have been there, too.
I gotcha. I saw a picture of this at... someone posted it, and it looked like it was Triple H posing with the trophy and these two guys.
Yeah, they probably were.
So.
But, fantastic tournament. Really, I think there was a lot of great tag team action that came out of this tournament, and overall, good wrestling. Of course, The show ends up with the main event, which is the Sasha Banks versus Bayley Iron Woman's match.
And how was this one?
This match I thought was really good. I don't know if it was better than their Takeover Brooklyn match.
All right. But it was still good.
B-Mix really thinks Jason Jordan will be the guy to come out of NXT and be the World Heavyweight Champion multiple times. It is possible. I definitely think that him and Gable definitely have a future in tag team. I don't know if he's ever going to make the singles transition, though, man. I really don't.
Did anyone watch? No, I haven't. I know I didn't. Did you watch the MSG special?
No, Saturday. I did not.
Nope, sure didn't.
All right, I didn't know if any of us had gotten around to watching because we were all drunk when that. Well, we weren't drunk yet, but we were getting drunk while it was coming on. So.
Right. I never had a. I haven't watched it. From what I've heard about it, there was some good matches on there, but nothing groundbreaking, and so I just kind of skipped over it.
Okay, that's fine. I was just curious if there was anything. That's all. The special was legit nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Kevin Pope, that was awesome. I didn't know if he was talking about the MSG special or what, so I guess he was talking about the Iron Woman's match.
It was a great match. Sasha Banks, of course, loses 2 falls to 3 falls to Bayley's, and Bayley retains. So going forward, Bayley going to continue in NXT for the time being, it looks like, and Sasha Banks is on to the main roster.
whether she wants to be or not.
Yeah.
Well, again, that's what you get when you have Triple H in charge of one product and Vince McMahon still has his hands in the other. You're going to have that division. When people like
I think we can both agree, though, that the women have been getting better over the past couple months on Raw, but...
Oh, yeah.
But it's still not the same.
No.
Yeah. But, and sadly, people do shit on them from time to time as well, which doesn't help matters at all for them.
Well, but when you have the Bellas that are still all over Raw, I mean, that's your problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Capone is in the chat room.
Hey, welcome to Capone.
He feels like they are a rehashing of the world's greatest tag team, which is exactly what you had said earlier when, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of are, but they're good. And there's worse things that you could rehash than that.
The crowd chanting Gable to Kurt Angle's thing. What is he, yeah. Kurt?
They were chanting Gable.
Does he use Kurt Angle's theme?
No, they. I don't believe they do.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
But they were just doing like the Gable.
I gotcha.
Gable.
All right. Well,
they were going Jordan. Gable. But I digress. Overall, NXT TakeOver. Honestly, you want my honest opinion, Jason?
I do.
Skip Raw tomorrow night. Watch this.
You think so?
Yes.
When's Hell in a Cell? Is that...
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that kind of sucks. I thought I had plans today. I guess I don't anymore. You think... Well, I mean, you would hope with it being 2 weeks away that they would, I don't know, really...
Start to amp it up, yeah. The storyline.
Here's the thing. They have like 6 matches booked for that pay-per-view already, man.
Then why does Raw suck so goddamn bad?
Because the matches feel like they're rehashed. Because
they fucking are?
I mean, here's what we have booked for Hell in a Cell right now. I'll give you this.
I think maybe not skip Raw tomorrow, watch the opening segment, then watch TakeOver, and then go back and watch the closing segment. You think that's about right?
Yeah, I can give you that, I guess.
It seems like the first half hour, 45 minutes, is okay. The rest of the show blows, and the last half hour works.
Yeah. So what do we got? Here's what's booked for Hell in a Cell right now.
All right.
We have Hell in a Cell match, Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker.
Okay.
We have Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt in a Hell in a Cell match.
Okay.
We have the World Heavyweight Championship match, Seth Rollins versus Kane. If Kane doesn't win, Kane's then he is fired as Director of Operations.
All right.
Charlotte versus Nikki Bella.
Okay.
The New Day versus the Dudley Boys.
All right.
Kevin Owens versus Ryback.
Well, those are 2 weeks. Well, I mean, they're not scrambling. They're usually scrambling. We usually get like 7 matches 1 week when they're scrambling. So
we've got 6 matches booked for this show already.
Yeah.
And there's not a John Cena match booked for this show. Orton's not booked. Sheamus isn't booked.
Yeah. We got time. The villains are the best true tag team going, other than the Hellhounds. Amen. They aren't pushing new talent, just shoehorning old talent into...
Is Jake saying the Vaudevillains?
Yeah, I think that's who they're talking about.
I think they're pretty good. I think, though, I don't know. Personally, me, I like Jordan and Gable better. That's just me.
Oh, goddamn, this hurts still.
Though I actually have a soft spot for Enzo and Big Cass still, too, so.
I like them, too. I do like Enzo, and, yeah.
But you want to call it, Jason?
Yeah, we can skip news.
Five minutes to spare.
Yeah, I mean, we're all just... The product's getting boring. That's all I'm going to say about it. The product.
The main roster product is getting boring, so that's why I'm suggesting we shift our focus to NXT and pay-per-views.
Well, we're going to probably talk about maybe the format of the show later. Maybe
fair tomorrow.
Because I know we talked about the format of the show, but we never really made it past that.
Right.
So we're going to be changing up the show something, somehow, some way. We just don't know what yet, so don't freak out.
Oh, yeah, don't worry.
We're not.
Jizz Jams is not going away.
Jizz Jams, I mean, everything's not going away. We're probably still going to keep What Stinks and Can You Dig It and Jizz Jams. Because, let's face it, at least the first two were the staple. They're the foundation of the show.
Right.
So, hey guys, just come up with a topic to discuss. We thought about that too. That's actually probably where we're going to go with this.
You know, if we'd ever get emails of topics to discuss from our valued listeners.
At thehourbomb@gmail.com.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Jake would enjoy that. Awesome he is all the time.
Yeah, we could do that.
We'd run out of material in about 10 minutes, though.
Yeah. And his girlfriend says he has a small penis, so that would get brought up too.
I don't believe that's true, and I don't think you really want to say that, Jason. Do you need to start a feud with the Legion and the Hellhounds?
He knows I'm just playing with him. I don't mean that. Plus, Heath said that, so
I did not.
Heath was over insinuating Tic Tac, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa! That's what Heath saw in the locker room. That's all I'm saying.
Whatever.
Wait, did Heath just say he thought he had a micro penis?
That Heath has a micro penis or that Capone has a micro penis? Because I'm lost with the micro penis.
You know what? Just pick one.
Okay, Heath said Capone had a micro penis.
Yes.
Dude, I'm just a photographer.
Just remember, Heath, he chops hard.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you don't want him to take out the photographer, okay?
That'd be kind of funny.
It actually would be. I would actually laugh at that, too.
I would laugh at someone else getting hit other than me. I really would. It'd be worth it because it's been 2 weeks and I'm still hurting.
So, I know.
And I'm still swollen. So,
and that email Addy again is thehourbomb@gmail.com.
There you go. Yeah, good job.
So check out the other shows in the network.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, what?
I am not getting chopped by Capone. That's you fuckers can handle that one. I've gotten my ass kicked by Uriah a couple of times, and I almost got killed by Ivan. I'm good.
I don't know. You guys are the one that are putting me in the middle of all this. I didn't even do anything.
I would never say a crossword about Capone at all. Capone is the best independent wrestler I've ever met.
Hey, I am the most neutral guy out of the three of us.
So you're refusing to say good things about Jake Capone? That sounds like you're asking for a chop to me.
Chop. Chop. Oh.
I'm just saying I remain neutral.
Hey, Kevin.
So you refuse to say good things about Jake Capone.
That's what I'm hearing. K-Crid, I need you to post the link for the Roman Reigns song here. Oh, he wants to get that in writing, Adrian. And I'm also working on getting the big ginormous check for the bounty on Uriah's head for the show.
Yes.
October 6th in Joyceeville, Illinois.
I mean, November 6th.
That's what I said. There you go. Oh, God. You're going to make a sign for the next WPW show, Adrian. It's going to say, Capone is my favorite independent wrestler.
Yeah.
Yes.
I came for Capone.
There you go.
And then,
wait, what?
No. Wait. I got to rethink all that phrase. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, that would be bad if you get the wrong person looking at them. They're like, oh, my God, just busting the nut off of that.
Oh, my God. That hurt. It hurts to laugh still. It really does. I hate you, son of a bitch. Oh, he just screenshotted that. Adrian, that should be it. That should totally be your sign. I came for Capone.
And then Heath can have a sign next to it saying, phrasing?
At least briefly.
He didn't.
Because after all, I'm going to be taking pictures again.
He didn't think about his sign with an arrow pointing to yours.
That would work.
Yeah. Let's see. What was I going to say now? Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. Or you can also... Here's a different one. Yeah, I breathe hard for Capone.
Oof. I don't know about that.
You can also send us private messages on Facebook. If you have a suggestion for Jizz Jams, don't send it to Heath. That's the that ruins the game. So if you have a suggestion for jizz GMs, send it to me. Their guidelines. I'll give you those guidelines if you send me a suggestion. Heath can have a sign saying free rim shots.
Or jobs.
No.
Oh, damn it. My hockey's not working. Hold on.
Ooh.
Again, I'll be taking pictures.
Anyway, yeah, send us an email, blah, blah, blah. We got shows coming up on the network. Check out all the wonderful stories written by Paul Jordan. Check out the walkabout tomorrow morning at what time, Kevin?
6 a.m., I believe.
6 a.m. Eastern time. Yes. Ugh, 5 a.m. our time. That's like not a whole long time from now, Kevin, so good luck getting some sleep. You will be filling in for them, so you'll at least be able to understand one person on the walkabout this week.
Ayo.
Paul Jordan writes good shit.
Check out Shooting from the Hip and Respect the Mat when they return next week.
I think that's really all we got on there. Our good friends, FTPW. Prince Talk Pro Wrestling. Can you get some pics of me that actually show me wrestling this time?
Yeah, Heath. God.
Yeah, I try, but sometimes even the action shots don't work out.
Hopefully the video we took for you on your camera worked out well. Yeah. Also, check out our good friends at WPW. The next event we have coming up is November 6th in Jerseyville, Illinois. It's a Friday night. If you want tickets, let us know. We can hook you up with advanced copies or with advanced tickets. Yeah. Jerseyville, Illinois in the San Ewing Center. Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone, you got me. The last show was on the apron. Well, I mean, you did stand there a lot. You let what's his name do most of the work, but
that guy wasn't very good anyway. So you did the right thing walking out on him.
Yeah, you did. Oh, and Capone will be there. Good.
Hopefully, the Hellhounds can take the rightful tag team titles away from those chump family members.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Hold on here. I said it the last time the show. Is that the last time we did a show and we talked about that? I'd like to see the Hellhounds against the family for the titles. I couldn't pick a winner because I'm friends with both of them and with all four.
I'm not, so I pick. I'm going to go with the guys that don't ram their fucking heads into my stomach. I'm picking the Hellhounds.
You didn't. He didn't ram his head in your stomach. He got thrown into you, fucker.
Hey, you know what? I didn't see that happen. All I know was like some random black guy charges me and like gores me in the stomach. And now I have permanent broken ribs and bronchitis because of it.
And anal glaucoma?
Right.
Oh, hey, Capone says he hears chips in your future. And then he corrected himself to chips again. So I'll expect a bag of potato chips.
Hey, you know what? Mm. Those the everyday essentials from Shop and Save are really good. The kettle corn or the kettle chips?
Yeah.
God, those are good.
I'm petitioning for the family to have to relinquish the titles to their rightful owners, Juggernaut and Capone.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Capone, you must type chips a whole bunch. Oh, he does good. That's why his autocorrect kicked in. Anyway, November 6th, Jerseyville, Illinois. Come check everyone out. It'll be fun. Check out their website at WPWPro.com. Follow them on Twitter at World Power House, HOUS1. Sweet Tits. Sweet Tits, Jason Heath. The Jizzmoppers, Sweet Tits, Jason Heath.
No.
Sour Tits, Jason Heath.
Oh my god.
What?
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Adrian, do you have your phone next to you?
I don't. It's over in the other room.
Are you all signed into our email address on your phone?
Yeah, sort of. Why, did we get an email?
We did.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. This I got to see.
This is the switching most ridiculous thing I think I've ever seen. It's from Barry Bolia. Email address is racisthogan1983@yahoo.com.
I can't. I wonder who this was, Kevin.
The subject line is brother.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Let me tell you something, brother. I'm down with the brothers, Jack. Dude, I heard y'all talking smack on the Hourbound. Dude, my question for you three jackals is, what's my greatest match of all time? And talk more about how great I am. From Barry Bolia.
Uh-huh.
We'll have to do that. Now, we'll table this discussion for next week.
Yes, we will.
We will talk about that next week. We will get on that.
Kevin, remind me of your email next week. Also, check out Jake Hayden's photography on the Facebooks. Does a good job. Heath is talking about chips. Back to the chips. Anyway, you can follow us on the Twitter at the Hour Bomb. That's how you do it. Yeah, at the Hour Bomb. That's our Twitter. That's our Twitter thing. I got nothing else. I feel like I'm forgetting something, but I guess I'm not.
Nope, I got nothing, man.
Oh, make sure you guys check out the WAPO videos on the Facebooks, on the YouTubes.
God, WAPO is a great guy. I mean, he's just...
Did you guys watch the WAPO Chacho videos yet? Both of them?
The looking for Uriah?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
So WAPO has decided to answer my call for a bounty hunter at the next event, because I put a bounty out on Uriah. So Dr. WAPO has gone away, so now it's WAPO the bounty hunter.
Yes.
And he found a bottle of Uriah piss and was hot on the trail and thought he saw Uriah, but then, oh, no, that's a different pussy. And it's really funny. So you all are going to have to watch that if you haven't yet. Check them out at WPW Videos as well. Capone's going to chop us with chips.
Yes.
Kevin, did you ever get a link for the fucking video for the Roman Reigns lyric thing? Because if not, you got like 2 seconds, and if you don't have it, I'm going to do something else.
Two, one, do something else.
Okay. So, I already got something keyed up here.
Cool.
What?
I said cool.
Oh.
You know, got something already.
That was really loud. Oh, he's just going to chop you with chips.
Oh.
Chopping with chips.
Chopping with chicks. Chips. Goddamn.
Actually, chopping with chicks would be good, really too.
I hope he uses really sharp tortilla chips so they, like, stab you.
Ow.
God damn it, now Kevin sent his emails, too.
Good grief.
All right.
You know what? I'll just
at least we're getting material for next week.
I'll just table that song for next week. Anyway, so I got nothing else. So let's see here. Once again, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Hopperson. Adios, motherfuckers. Time to go... kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The big bad booty daddy. I'm going to find my fucking white blood cells to fucking feel better. Jesus Christ, this is shitty.
It's called Sudafed.
Yeah.
Hope you die from herpes.
And the Drizmumber, sweet tits.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
We will try to do this again next week. I really feel like we're forgetting some, guys.
We're really not, though.
All right.
Until then, you've been hour-bombed.
Yeah, we'll try this again next week. Until then, you've been
hour-bombed.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Godfather's in the house. Grab your bitches. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Take a look at me, everything I own's iced out. Pimp, baby, you can see my wrist with the lights out. This is how I do it, mad bitches in clothes. Godfather, baby, on the plates of my rolls. Step back, hey, to make a little room for my hoes. Gators on my feet, take a look at my toes. Money is the reason all the real players know that. Godfather lays punks to rest. You got no chance up against the best. I rocks in the east and I rolls in the west. If you don't dig the pimpin', I can really get less. Cause it's pimp or die, baby. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy. G-O-D-F-A-T-H-E-R. Hoes start running when they see my car. Even though I'm a pro wrestling star, they know I don't play and I gotta get paid. Everything I wear, baby's tailor-made. I come into your town and go off like a grenade. And anyone who steps on the mat, they get laid. Let me pimp or let me die, that's the game I chose. Condos, speedboats, and beautiful hoes. Cartier wristwear, furs and gold. And mad cash, baby, too much to fold. Cause it's pimp or die. Pimp or die, baby. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Grab your bitches! Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Big pimpin' jumpin' off!
pimping ain't easy, man. Pimping ain't easy, man. Pimping ain't easy, man. Godfather's in the house, bitch. Pimping ain't easy, man. Pimping ain't easy, man. Pimping ain't easy, man. Pimping ain't easy. Break yourself, bitch. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't pimp or die, baby. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Grab your bitches. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Big pimpin' jumpin' off. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Pimpin' ain't easy.